Good morning, everybody.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving.
我希望大家都有一个很好的感恩节。
And after Thanksgiving is Christmas.
感恩节之后呢，就是圣诞节。
And so, at Christmas time, we celebrate the first coming of Jesus Christ.
圣诞节我们是庆祝着耶稣基督的第一次来。
The Jewish people long waited for this Messiah.
犹太人等待了很长时间，就为这一对这一位弥赛亚。
But we as Christians not only we as Christians also await the second coming of Jesus Christ.
作为基督徒呢，我们也等待主的再次来到。
And so this morning I want to talk a little bit about how we ought to live in light of Christ's second coming.
所以今天早上呢，我想讲一讲我们考虑到耶稣再来，我们应该怎样去生活。
First, we want to get a perspective.
首先我们需要有一个观点的一个角度。
Verse 7, first part of verse 7 says, the end of all things is at hand.
第七节的第一段说万物的结局近了。
That is, the world as we know it will end.
这就是说我们所知的这个世界将要有个结局。
Because when Christ comes, everything will be changed.
因为耶稣基督再来的时候，一切都会改变了。
We celebrate the first coming of Jesus, at Christmas time.
我们在圣诞节庆祝耶稣基督的第一次来。
He came as the Lamb of God.
他的这一次来是作为神的圣羔羊而来的。
He came and lived a perfect life.
他来到地上，过了一个完全的生活。
And he died.On the cross for our sins.
他为我们的罪死在了十字架上。
When Christ comes again, he will come as a king.
当耶稣基督再来的时候，他会作为一个王而来。
In fact, he will come as the king of kings.
事实上，甚至于是万王之王。
And when Christ returns, he will set up his kingdom.
当他回来的时候，他会建立他的国度。
He will administer judgment.
他会实施审判。
He will fulfill prophecies.
他会实现预言。
And so Peter, as he writes this letter, to people that were being persecuted, he says, the end of all things is at hand.
当彼得把这本书写给那些被迫害的人的时候，他告诉我们说，万物都结局都近了。
That is, Christ's return is approaching.
这就是说，耶稣基督的再来近了。
It is drawing near.
是慢慢的向我们靠近。
It could happen at any time.
可以随时的发生。
And so this perspective should change our lives.
所以这个观点，这个角度需要改变我们的生命。
There should be urgency in our lives.
需要在我们的生命中有这种急迫感。
There should be anticipation in our lives.
我们的生命中需要预期这件事情的发生。
Now Peter wrote this letter around 63 A.D.
当彼得在主后六十三年左右写这本书的时候
，Now we are in 2014, close to 2015.
而我们现在呢，已经是2014年，也马上到2015年了。
So was Peter mistaken?
所以彼得错了吗？关于万物结局都近了这句话
，People a few years later, and when Peter wrote the second letter in 66 A.D.people were already criticizing him.
就在彼得前书写完的之后几年，就是说，彼得后书因为是在六十六年写的，那个时候人已经在批评他当时说的这些问题了。
They scoffed at the idea that Christ would come back.
他们嘲笑这个观念，说耶稣马上就会回来。
But Peter answered them and said, "A thousand years is like a day to God."
在彼得后书中，彼得回答这些嘲笑者说。在神看来，我们的千年就如一日。
And God was delaying His judgment because He had mercy and wanted people to repent.
神推迟他的审判，是因为他对我们有怜悯。
And though even though this judgment hasn't come yet, it will certainly come at some time.
虽然说审判还没有来，但是它终究会来的。
Now the Bible doesn't give us exact time of when Jesus would come.
但圣经上并没有明确地告诉我们基督会在哪一天回来。
But he gives us some signs.
但是他给了我们一些迹象。
And certainly as we look at world events, we're recognizing things are heating up, you might say, in the world.
当我们在看这个世界上现在所发生的事情的时候，你会发现这些迹象一一的被实现。
We read about the Middle East and Israel.
我们知道中东和以色列发生的这些冲突。
We read about increased persecution of Christians around the world.
我们也知道在世界上对基督徒的迫害也在慢慢的加增。
We read about disease like Ebola.
我们也听说这些疾病，比如说埃博拉。
We read about worldwide climate change.
我们也经常读到这种气候的变化。
We read about the changing morality in our world.
还有道德的这种改变在我们生活当中的。
We read about increased violence in our world.
我们读到这些在我们周围发生的这些增加的这些暴力。
And we recognize that the government and technology cannot help us.
我们也意识到政府和科技并不能帮助我们
But we need to turn to God.
所以我们要回转向神
We also read about how more people are coming to Christ as well.
我们也会读到有更多的人来到耶稣基督的面前
And these are all signs that Christ will return soon.
这些都是耶稣基督很快就要再来的迹象
So our perspective in life is to recognize that the end of all things is at hand.
所以我们在生命中这种观点我们需要持有这种耶稣基督很快就会来了万物结局都将近了这种观点
In light of this perspective what should be our practice
所以我们当我们有这个角度的时候我们生命中需要有怎样的操练呢
How should we live our lives
我们怎样的去过我们的生活我们的生命呢
Should we all just go to some mountaintop and wait for Christ to come back
难道我们是所有人都要去一座小山上等待耶稣基督的再来吗
Peter in this passage gives us four commands
彼得在这段经文中告诉我们了四个命令
Four commands for us as we live in light of Christ's return
就说在这种观点的角度下他给了我们这四个命令让我们去指引我们的生活
And at the end of this passage in verse 11He tells us that the whole purpose is to glorify God.
在这一段经文的十一节后半部分告诉我们这一切都是为了荣耀神。
We might define glorifying God as making God look good as he really is.
我们怎样去定义荣耀神呢？我们可以这样来讲，就说让把神的完全展现出来，让神看上去是好的。
You see, during Peter's time, there was intense persecution of Christians.
因为我们知道在彼得的时期那个时候有这种很严重的对基督徒的迫害
And as you know when people go through a lot of problems and trials sometimes they can turn on each other
我们知道当人在经历这些试验这些审判的时候他们可能会去就说是互相的去埋怨
Trials can drive a family either closer together or further apart
这些试验这些审判或许会将家庭更加的牢固也可能 将他们分崩离析
And so Peter is giving them instruction about how to draw closer together in light of all these trials
所以彼得在这边讲到就是说如在这种审判这些试炼当中如何让我们的家庭更加的牢固
And so the first command he tells to us in terms of how to live our lives in light of Christ's returnis to be prepared for prayer.
所以他给我们的第一个命令就是为我们要有这种为预备祷告。
Verse 7 says, The end of all things is at hand, therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers.
所以第七节这样讲,万物的结局近了,所以你们要谨慎自守,警醒祷告。
Prayer glorifies God.
我们的祷告荣耀神
because it acknowledges our weakness in God's strength
因为他承认我们自己的软弱和神的力量
instead of depending upon our own strength we need to depend upon God in light of Christ's return
相对于我们依赖自己的能力我们需要去依赖于神的能力和耶稣基督的能力
now when people realize that Christ may return at any timeSometimes there are two extremes.
所以当人们意识到基督耶稣很快会回来的时候，有时候会有两种不同的极端。
One extreme is what I would call fanaticism.
一种极端就是我们所谓的狂热。
People are in a panic.
就说人有这种非常的狂躁。
They're very scared.
他们很恐惧。
And so they begin to think about just waiting on a mountaintop for God.
他们就在
for Christ to return.
他们就想去一座小山上等耶稣基督的再来。
They don't bother working. They don't make any plans. They just sit around and wait.
他们停止工作，他们也去停止计划未来的生活，他就坐在那里等待再来。
But there's another extreme.
但同时有另外一个方向的极端。
And I would call that cynicism.
我们可以叫这种极端叫做玩世不恭的极端。
That is, people just are indifferent to all the signs.
就说这些人他对这些我们刚才提到的迹象漠不关心。
They're just focused on their own business.
他们就只关注于他们自己的这种工作。
And they ignore.The signs that Christ is returning.
他就忽略掉这些我们提到的迹象。
And so Peter says that we need to be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers.
所以彼得告诉我们说，我们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
The first description is self-controlled, which means to keep safe.The mind.
所以我们第一个词看到的是自守。自守这个词，它原文的意思有，就说第一个词是说保守我们的这种头脑。
The opposite of this word is probably insanity.
所以这个词的反义呢，就是这种不理智。
And so some people, like I said, can be very fanatical about Christ's return.
我们提到有一些人可能会很狂热
As they read the newspaper and look at different signs they get scared
当他们去读新闻的时候他们就会变得很恐惧
they begin to worry
他们就开始担心
they get very anxious
他们就开始变得很焦虑
and so they feel like the whole world is out of control
他们就感觉这个世界已经陷入一片混乱了
but certainly we as Christians know thatEven though the world seems out of control, God is still in control.
作为基督徒，我们应该知道，就算这个世界已经陷入一片混乱，但是神还是在掌控之中的。
The second quality in this verse talks about being sober-minded.
这段经文的第二部分也提到，我们要警醒。
And it's a word that's very similar to the first word.
事实上，这个警醒在原文中和第一个自守是非常相近的意思。
And probably the opposite of this word would be to be asleep.
这个词的反义词呢，就是说睡着了。
Remember that Peter was part of the disciples that Jesus had.
我们记得彼得是十二使徒之中的一个。
And in the garden at Gethsemane, Jesus went off.To pray.
当在科西马尼园的时候，耶稣去祷告。
And Jesus told the disciples to pray as well.
然后耶稣当时告诉所有的使徒说：“你们也要祷告。”
But what happened to the disciples?
但是发生了什么事情呢？在这些使徒的身上
？The Bible says they fell asleep.
圣经告诉我们，他们都睡着了。
And so, that's the opposite of what.This word here is telling us.
所以这就是这段经文告诉我们的反面。
That is, we need to be alert.
就是说我们需要警醒。
We need to be watching.
我们需要去关注。
And so this addresses those people who are very indifferent to the second coming.
这就是对那些漠不关心的人说话的。
During this weekend, lots of people fly on airplanes.
这个周末很多人在飞机上这种去旅行。
And if you ever flown an airplane, you know before the flight goes off, you have the flight attendant explaining all the safety features.
我们知道在飞机起飞之前，这些空乘会给我们去讲述这些安全的措施。
And we know that if you look around, you see a lot of people just ignore the flight attendant.
当你注意的话，你会发现很多人都不会去关注他这些安全的示范。
She's telling everyone what to do in case of an emergency.
所以当空乘告诉我们在紧急情况的时候需要做什么的时候
，But a lot of people are not alert.
很多人都不警醒。
They're not listening.
他们没有去听。
And so when a real emergency comes, these people don't know what to do.
但真正的一个紧急情况发生的时候，这些人很有可能不知道该做什么。
But that's like a lot of Christians.
但这也是我们很多基督徒的样式。
God is giving us all these warnings.
神告诉我们这样各样的警告。
But we're too busy.
但我们自己太忙了。
We're watching TV.
我们在看我们的电视。
We're doing our having our own fun.
我们在享受我们自己的生活。
But we don't pay attention.
我们不去关注这些。
And so this verse is telling us to be alert.
这段经文告诉我们要警醒。
And as we hear about what's going on in the world, we say, yes, the Lord may be coming back.
所以当我们看到世上发生的各样事情的时候我们告诉自己是的神耶稣基督很快会回来了
And it should cause us to pray more
这就需要我们去应该让我们去更加的祷告
And we should be praying for our non-Christian friends and relatives
我们需要为我们这些非基督徒的朋友和亲戚去祷告
We should be praying more for our church and this Mandarin congregation
我们也需要为我们的教会需要为我们这个国语堂会而祷告。
We should pray for the Christians that are being persecuted around the world.
我们也需要为这个世上其他地方被迫害的基督徒而祷告。
We should pray for our government leaders to humble themselves before God.
我们也需要为我们的政府的这些领袖去祷告，让他们能够谦卑的向神。
So even as we read the newspaper or watch the news, we should be praying.
就算当我们在看这些新闻的时候，我们也需要祷告。
And so that's what Peter says, when we see that Christ is coming and know that Christ is coming, we should be praying more.
所以就像彼得说的一样，当我们看到神要再来，我们知道耶稣基督要回来的时候，我们需要更多的祷告。
But the second command he gives to us is in verse 8.
第二个给我们的命令是在第八节。
Not only should we be preparing ourselves to pray, we should be loving one another.
不光我们需要预备我们的祷告，我们也需要彼此的去切实相爱。
Verse 8 says, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins.
因为第八节这样告诉我们，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Now, as I mentioned, Peter was writing this letter to people.Who are under intense persecution.
就像我们刚才提到的，彼得写这本书的时候是写给那些被严重的迫害的这些基督徒。
And sometimes those kind of trials cause us to turn on those who are closest to us.
就像我们刚才提到的，当这些审判很有可能导致我们去离弃我们曾经的亲戚朋友。
But Peter is saying, don't attack each other. Instead, love each other even more.
彼得这边告诉我们不要去互相攻击而要更加的彼此相爱
Remember in John chapter 13 Jesus said I'm giving you a new commandment
我们记得在约翰福音十三章这样讲过耶稣说我给你们一个新的命令
He said that we are to love one another
我们要彼此相爱
And he said that if this is how people will know that you are Christians
因为这样的话众人就因此认出我们你们是我的门徒了
By your love for one another.
就是又因为你们的彼此相爱。
And so our love for one another will be a witness to the world.
所以我们的彼此相爱就是对这个世界的见证。
Yes, we are to love our neighbors.
我们需要去爱我们的邻舍。
But here, particularly, he's talking about loving other Christians.
但是这里呢，他是更加的去强调的是去爱其他的基督徒。
Now, it's easy to love people who are nice to you, isn't it?
我们知道我们很容易去爱这些对我们好的人
But this verse is telling us that we need to love people even when they're not so nice to us
但这段经文告诉我们我们也要去爱那些似乎对我们没有那么好的人
Now certainly Christians can be nice to each other
我们知道当然基督徒彼此会去很好的相待
But Christians are still sinners as well
但是基督徒也是罪人
They may have beenreceive forgiveness from Christ, but they're still sinners.
虽然耶稣基督已经饶恕了我们，但是我们还是罪人。
And so Peter tells them that you need to love one another, earnestly. It says.
所以彼得告诉我们这边说，你们要彼此去切实相爱。
Now that word is actually a word that is used for an athlete.
所以这个地方切实这个词，在希腊文的原文是用在。运动员身上的
It's talking about an athlete, for instance, that is lunging forward to the finish line.
就是他的说的这种意思，就是说一个运动员，特别是短跑的运动员，在最后冲向终点线，那么最后的时间。
And so they're stretching, they're straining to toward that finish line.
他们就在拉伸，他们去伸长自己的肢体，接近这个终点线。
And so Peter says that we are to love one another in the same way.
所以彼得就说我们要彼此相爱，像这样去彼此相爱。
See, love is not just some warm, fuzzy feeling that we have for one another.
爱并不是我们想象中这样一个模糊的温暖的感觉而已。
Sometimes God wants us to love people who are not so lovable.
神很多时候要我们去爱一些看起来没有那么值得去爱的人。
Sometimes it requires a lot of effort to strain and to stretch to love someone.
很多时候我们需要去尽力，需要去努力的去爱这些人。
But as we see Christ returning, we need to love one another even more.
当我们认识到耶稣基督很快会回来的时候，我们需要彼此更加的相爱。
Because it says here, since love covers a multitude of sins.
因为第八节后半部分告诉我们，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Now, it's not saying that we're blind, to people's sin.
并不是说我们要去无视别人的罪。
But it means that we see that sin and we still love that person.
而是说我们看到了这些罪，但是我们仍然爱他。
And even though that person may have insulted us, injured us in some way, said some unkind words to us, we need to still love that brother or sister in Christ.
就算这个人，这个基督徒侮辱过我们，导致我们身体心灵受过伤害，或者是对我们说了一些不好听的话，我们仍然要去爱他。
But when someone...is unkind to us or says something bad to us, we like to criticize that about that person to other people.
当这些事情发生，就是他们攻击侮辱我们的时候，我们可能很转向其他人去抱怨他。
We try to tell other people and say, oh, this person is very bad.
我们可能会去说这个人是一个不好的人。
But the verse is telling us that love covers a multitude of sins.
但是经文告诉我们呢，是说爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Instead of spreading it around to all the other people, we cover it over.
与其把这些罪分享给其他人知道的话，我们去遮掩他的罪。
We lovingly forgive that person.
我们带着爱去宽恕他。
Now, certainly there are times that we need to confront sin openly.
也有很多时候我们需要去直面罪。
But we need to do it.Talking to that person directly rather than talking to everyone else but that person.
我们需要做的是直接的给这个犯罪的人沟通，而不是告诉其他所有的人。
And I know for myself personally, as we've tried to expand the building, the facilities of our church, that many times people have criticized me.
我们知道在我们提到在我们扩堂的时候也有很多弟兄姊妹去批评陈牧师。
They talked about many unkind words about me.
他们也用了一些不好听的话去讲述陈牧师。
But sometimes as we are involved in expansion, there are sometimes things that judgments and decisions that we make that will not please everyone.
当我们在谈论我们的扩堂的时候，肯定我们会做出一些决定或一些方式，并不是会让每个人都开心的。
This year marks the 35th anniversary of the opening of this this building here, 249 Harrison.
今年是我们现在所做的这个堂35年的一个纪念。
And it was very early in my ministry, but I remember people had disagreements about.Different decisions about this building.
这件事情发生在陈牧师牧会比较早的时候，但他仍然记得当时有很多不同的争执。
For instance, the color of the carpet right here.
比如说我们现在这个地毯的颜色。
Some people thought, oh yeah, red is very good.
很多人说，有些人说红色的是好的。
Reminds us of good luck.
就去提醒我们好运，一个福气。
But then other people say, oh no, we should have it.Purple, because it should show royalty for God.
而有的人说我们需要用紫色，因为紫色是皇室的颜色，因为我们知道耶稣是王嘛。
And so there was this disagreement that was there.
所以就有这么一个争执。
There was a disagreement about whether we should have a cross in the sanctuary or not.
比如说还有一个就是说是我们是否应该在这里放一个十字架。
Some people said, "Oh, the Ten Commandments says we shouldn't have any idols."
有的人说十诫里面告诉我们，我们不可以拜任何的偶像。
We shouldn't have any graven images in our sanctuary.
我们不需要把这样一个就是墓地的一个形象放在我们的教堂里面。
But others said, "Oh no, we're Christians. We should have a symbol of Christ here."
而有的人说我们是基督徒，我们需要一个基督的这么一个标志在这里。
Now both sides, they both love God.
两边的人他们都是爱神的人。
But they got into a disagreement.
但是他们有这么一个争议。
And some people got very upset with one another.
或者在这种争议的时候，有些人可能会彼此就是有一些不开心。
And instead of turning on one another, the Bible says here we need to love each other even more.
圣经告诉我们，与其去就说是互相的不理睬或转身。背对别人，而我们应该是更加的去爱对方。
Even in the midst of the disagreement, some people said some very unkind words to each other.
因为在这种争执的时候，有可能会有人说了一些不好的话。
But this verse says, "Love covers a multitude of sins."
但是这节经文告诉我们的是，爱遮掩许多的罪。
And so Peter is saying, in the midst of Christ's return.We need to not only prepare ourselves to pray, we need to love each other earnestly.
所以彼得告诉我们说，当我们知道耶稣要再来的时候，我们不光要去祷告，我们也要去彼此的相爱。
The third command that Peter gives in this passage is in verse 9.
第九节是彼得给我们的第三个命令。
It says, show hospitality to one another without grumbling.
说的是你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
Now that word hospitality means love of strangers, love of guests.
这个词就是款待这个词，它的意思呢，这就是说去这种对客旅、对陌生人的爱。
Now certainly in the first century, there were few inns or hotels.
在一世纪的时候，那些没有很多的这种旅馆、旅店。
And in the midst of a lot ofPersecution of Christians, it was essential for Christians to show hospitality to others.
因为在那个时候，很多基督徒受到迫害的时候，这就是很重要的基督徒互相之间有这种互相款待的精神。
And it says here that they were to do it without grumbling.
这里说他们要这样做，而且不发怨言。
So how do we apply this today?
所以在今天，我们应该怎样去应用呢？
Well, I see two ways.
我们可以看到两种不同的方式。
One is in terms of our own homes.
第一种呢，就是说，用我们自己的家庭家。
Now I recognize that not all of us have a large home.
我们知道，并不是每一个人都有一个很大的这个家。
But whatever God has given to us, God certainly uses it for our shelter.
神所赐给我们的，当然是我们的避难所。
But also as a tool for ministry.
但是同时呢，它也是我们事工的一个工具。
Now I know that Asians and especially Chinese, they a lot of them own homes.
我们知道亚洲人，特别是中国人，喜欢去买房子。
But we should never forget that it is God who owns our home.
但是我们要意识到，我们不是这个房子的主人，而是神才是这个房子的主人。
God wants you to use it not only to help give you a place to live and sleep and eat.But also as a tool for ministry.
神给我们这么一个家，并不是让我们只是在里面吃饭、睡觉、玩乐的，而是要用来做我们事工的一个工具。
And so we need to utilize it not only for ourselves, but for others as well.
所以在我们使用的时候，我们不光要用在我们自己身上，也要用在我们彼此的身上。
I know my wife and I tried to remember this over the years.
所以陈牧师说，他和他的妻子就尽量的去记住这个命令。
I would say probably in the last 30 some odd years, probably 20 of those years, we had people come to our home.
所以就是说，在过去的30多年里面，至少有20多年，陈牧师在家里款待。
Particularly on Thanksgiving.
特别是在感恩节的时候，在家里款待别人。
We used to invite all the people who couldn't go home for Thanksgiving to come have.Thanksgiving dinner at our home.
曾经就是去邀请这些不能在感恩节回家的人，感恩节来到陈牧师的家里一起。
And we would, I would have to clean up the house.
陈牧师需要亲自的去打扫屋子。
My wife would have to work very hard to prepare the meal because we didn't charge any money for it. We invited people over to eat for free.
陈师母也需要去很努力的去预备这些饮食，因为他们也没有收任何的钱。
And after the people left, I had to clean everything up too.
所以当大家离开以后，陈牧师也需要去清扫这些一切剩下的东西。
I don't have that Thanksgiving dinner because other people are actually doing it now.
他们现在没有在做了，因为很多其他的弟兄姊妹在做这些事情。
But we have a small group that comes every week to our home.
但是也有一个小组每周去陈牧师的家里。
We have about 20 people come every Tuesday night to our home.
每周二晚上大概有二十多人的样子。
And again, I have to be the one to clean everything up.
每次就是陈牧师需要自己的去在大家离开之后打扫。
And I could be grumbling about it, but God wants me to be happy recognizing this is a ministry.
我们可以去发怨言，但是神告诉我们的是要我们去认识到这是一个事工。
So we can show hospitality with the home that God has given to us.
所以我们可以用神给我们的这个家来互相款待。
We can, if we don't have a large home, maybe you can invite a neighbor to come and to come to your house for tea or coffee.
就算我们没有一个很大的房子，我们也可以邀请我们的邻舍来你的家里喝一杯茶，喝一杯咖啡。
But the Bible says that we need to show hospitality.
但圣经告诉我们，我们要互相款待。
Not just for your friends, but people you don't know.
不光是你的朋友，也是要给那些你甚至不认识的人。
Or people you don't know very well.
或者是那些你不是那么熟悉的人。
And so the second application of this is showing hospitality here in our church buildings.
另外第二个应用呢，就是用我们的这个教会的这个建筑来互相款待。
Every time I drive into Chinatown, I'm watching those buildings across the highway going up and up.
当我陈牧师每次开车进我们的中国城的时候，你会看到这些楼房不停的在增高。
And pretty soon there'll be lots of new people moving into those buildings.
所以很快之后就会有很多新人搬进这些房子里面。
Will we be welcoming these people to come into our church?
我们是否能够去欢迎他们进入我们的教会呢？
Will we be inviting them, for instance, to come for Easter?
我们是否能够邀请他们在复活节的时候来我们这里呢？
Or when these new people come, we get angry at them.
而或者是我们当他们来的时候，我们就对他们发怒呢？
Because those new people took your seat.
因为他们占了你喜欢的那个座位。
You should gladly offer your seat.
我们需要的是高兴开心的把这个座位给他们。
And welcome these new people.
来欢迎他们。
After service, do you just talk with your friends?
在我们堂会聚会之后呢，你是不是只是和你的朋友聊天呢？
Or do you look for new people who people who are new and try to make them feel welcome.
而是否是能够去找这些新人，让他们感受到这种欢迎的氛围呢？
I don't know if you have ever visited another church.
我不知道你是否曾经访问过其他的教会。
But whenever I visit another church, if no one talks to me, I feel very awkward.
当我们去其他教会访问的时候，如果没有人跟你聊天，你会感觉很奇怪。
But the whole thing can experience can change if we can go out there and show hospitality to people who come to our church.
但这种经历这种感受是完全可以被转变的，只要我们去能够去接近他们，去向他们表示展示我们的这种欢迎的感受。
The last command that Christ gives, Peter gives to us is that we need to serve one another faithfully.
彼得给我们的最后一个命令就是说我们要彼此的去服侍。
Verse 10 and 11 says, As each has received the gift, use it to serve one another, as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
第十节第十一节这样告诉我们， 个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督的得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
Now this, the first part of verse 10 says that everyone has received, at least every Christian has received a spiritual gift.
所以第十节告诉我们，每一个基督徒至少都有会有一样的这种恩赐。
Now what is a spiritual gift?
所以什么是属灵的恩赐呢？
It's a God-given ability to serve Him, serve God.
这就是从神而来的这些能力，来服侍人的能力。
It could be a speaking gift.
可以是讲道的恩赐。
Such as teaching or leading singing or counseling.
这些讲道恩赐呢，就包括教导，包括去领师，也还有这种指导。
Or it could be a serving gift.
也有可能是服侍的恩赐。
It could be cooking or cleaning up or setting up.
包括这种打扫和做饭。
It could mean working the audiovisual in the back.
也有可能是在我们的后面做这种音控的操作。
But the Bible says each person has some ability to serve God.
圣经告诉我们每个人都有某一种恩赐来服侍神。
And everyone should use it.
每个人都需要去使用它。
And so everyone should be involved rather than just being a spectator.
所以每个人都需要参与到这些服侍中来，而不是在作为一个旁观者。
Now you may say, well, I don't know what my spiritual gift is.
我们可能有的人觉得说，我并不知道我自己的属灵恩赐是什么。
Well, certainly I would ask you to look at your talents.
我就邀请你去看看你自己的所有的这些能力。
Look at your passions in terms of what you like to do.
问问自己对什么样的事情有激情。
Think about your personality, whether you're extrovert or introvert.
你的才能，你的个性，你是外向的人呢，还是内向的人？
And think about your experience and your training.
还有去想想你的经历，你的这种训练。
And so looking at these things help you to understand where God has gifted you.
当我们去检视我们生命中的这些东西的时候，就会帮助我们去寻找神所给我们的那个恩赐。
But even if you're still not sure, I tell people just serve somewhere.
当就算你这样都还是不确定的话，建议就是说是你去找一个地方去服侍。
And as you're serving somewhere, eventually you will find out where God is blessing you with fruit.
当你在服侍的时候，你会慢慢的发现神在什么地方会给你圣灵的果子。
And so Peter is saying, in light of Christ's return, we need to be serving in the church to build up the church, the body of Christ.
所以彼得在这里告诉我们，就是在因为神耶稣基督的再来，我们需要去彼此的服侍，能够在建立我们所在的这个耶稣的身体，基督的身体。
And everybody has a part.
我们每个人都是一部分。
Certainly, this past Thanksgiving, I was at the Mandarin gathering here on Thanksgiving.
在这一个感恩节的时候，我看到了我们国语堂的在教会的聚会。
Yes, we saw Pastor Andy coming up to share God's word.
我们看到苏牧师到台前来分享神的这些话语。
But there were people who were singing.
但是我们也看到有很多的弟兄姊妹在这里唱诗。
We saw some acting gifts.
还有我们也看到了一些表演的恩赐。
There were brothers and sisters who were cooking.
还有弟兄姊妹做这些做饭的弟兄姊妹。
People were decorating.
这些去装饰我们的房间的弟兄姊妹。
People were cleaning up.
这些打扫的弟兄姊妹。
And it's not just one person, but it was everyone involved.
并不是一个人做到的，而是每一个参与的人。
That's the way the church ought to work.
这就是我们教会所应该的工作方式。
That everyone is doing their part.
每个人做自己应做的那部分。
And so Peter is saying,We need to utilize the gifts and abilities that God has given to us.
所以彼得说我们要去使用神所赐给我们的这些恩赐。
And so it could be things like child care.
可能是这些照顾小孩的恩赐。
Or driving people to church.
或者甚至于就是把送人到教会来开车。
I know some of you are elderly. And you may say, well, I don't have any strength.
我们也知道我们中间有很多年长的人，你可能会说我没有什么太多的力量。
Maybe you could head up a prayer ministry.
但是你可能可以去引导一个祷告的聚会。
Maybe you could head up a telephone ministry.
或者是说开展一个电话的这样一个事工。
Maybe and so there's all kinds of different things that people could do.
因为我们有很多各样不同的事情我们是可以做的。
And at the end of this passage, it says everything should be done for God's glory.
在这段经文的最后告诉我们每一样都要为着神得荣耀而做。
Now, some people serve because they want to get the glory.
我们有的人在服侍的时候不是这样而是说想自己得荣耀。
They want people to notice them.
希望人大家去注视到他重视他。
They want people to say nice things about them.
希望大家能够去给他说好的话。
But notice it says here that it is God who should receive the glory.
但是我们要注意这段经文告诉我们是神才是得荣耀的那一位。
And I would say a lot of times people burn out in ministry because their focus is not on God's glory, but their own glory.
我们有时候看到服侍的他慢慢的就去失去了这些力量失去了这种动力就是因为他的重心出了错问题。
So Peter says the end of all things is near.
所以彼得告诉我们万物的结局近了。
Therefore, we should glorify God in four ways.
所以我们需要用这四种方式去荣耀神。
Through our prayers,
使我们的祷告。
Through our love,
还有我们的彼此相爱
for our hospitality,
我们的互相款待
and with our service,
以及我们的服侍
In 1959, the Queen of England visited Chicago.
在1959年的时候英格兰的 女皇去访问了芝加哥
And as the news of her coming was spread, people were preparing for her coming.
当在那个时候大家知道他来的时候大家就开始做各样的准备。
The different hotels were really sprucing up.
就不同的宾馆去开始做这些预备。
Some people repainted their rooms.
他们就 有的呢就是去重新粉刷他们的房间。
People bought red carpets.
他们去买了这些红地毯。
And so all the hotels were preparing.
所以这些各样的宾馆就开始做这些预备。
But then there was one hotel that did not.
但是这里面呢，就有一个宾馆，他没有去做这样的预备。
And the manager explained.
但是他们的经理就告诉大家
，said we are not making any plans for the queen.
我们现在没有做任何的计划，为这个女王做任何计划。
He said all of our rooms are always ready for royalty.
因为我们的每一间房间随时都是为皇室所预备好了的。
And I think that's a good attitude to have too, as we expect.The Christ the King to return.
当我们想到神耶稣基督的再来的时候，这种态度、这种想法是我们所应该有的。
That we're always ready.
我们永远是预备好了的。
And so I pray that as we go into the new year,
我祷告我们进入新的这么一年的时候
，and we don't know whether Christ will come back either the end of this year or maybe even next year.
我们不知道耶稣基督是否会在今年来，或者是明年来，或者是其他什么时候。
But we are living in light of Christ's return.
但是我们的生命需要有这种意识，耶稣基督随时会回来。
We're always ready for the King.
我们永远会为我们的王预备好了的。
Let's bow together in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we admit for many of us, we're just too busy with our own affairs.
我们的天父，我们承认我们很多人可能自己都是过于忙碌为我们自己的工作。
But we forget that everything can change very quickly.
我们忘记了万事都可能会很快的改变。
And so help us to be anticipating the second coming of Christ.
所以帮助我们去预期去准备耶稣基督的再来。
Help us to live lives that will be glorifying you.
让我们能够去过一个荣耀你的生命。
Help us not to be panicking, but to be confident, Lord, and anticipating your coming.
让我们不要去狂躁，而是有自信、有预期的去等待神的再来。
We pray that this passage will continue to speak to us, Lord.
我们祷告这段经文能够持续的去向我们说话。
So that we will be rejoicing and looking for your coming.
然后让我们能够快乐的去等待你的来到。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.